Hi,
Hey,
Joe.
man, how
How are
are
you
you?
doing? You all right?
Yeah, I'm just a little tired today. My flight was really delayed yesterday. It was just one of those days, but all good.
Yeah, good. We'll all get them. So, big year this year. Your 40th anniversary was, well, it was 2021, was the 40th anniversary. You've just completed your US leg of the tour with Hatebreed and Black Label Society. How did that go? Did you have a good?
That went really, really well. It was very successful. And when I say successful, I don't mean that in a financial way. I mean it in emotionally, it was a great thing to get back to doing this from the COVID situation that happened, and having the audience all show up for it, which is the other part of the success. We were very happy with that everybody came out to these shows, and it was some of the best shows that we've played. So we are really on a high right now from that.
Awesome. Oh, that's good stuff. And you're coming across here to the UK. I think, is it next week you're across here, or I think it's the 20th?
Yeah, this weekend
Wow. Big times. It's Birmingham, I think, isn't it? Your first gig's Birmingham, and then on
Oh
from there.
yeah, Birmingham. It's like, the thing about Birmingham, I mean, I think every time that we've come over to play, we've always played Birmingham, of course. And Birmingham, for me, like my when I was younger, I always looked to Birmingham as the place where Black Sabbath, Judas Priest, like those bands are from. It's like the heavy metal, the land of metal, so for us to start in Birmingham, that's the best place to start, I think.
Like, it is the home of heavy metal, isn't it? Really, I suppose it's where it all started.
Absolutely.
I mean, well, you're coming up to Newcastle, which is where I'm based as well, 1st of
Oh
October.
yeah.
So I'll be there on the balcony looking down. What can we expect from the Anthrax show? Is it going to be all the classics, or have you got any new stuff in there?
When you say new stuff, you don't mean like brand new, like
No, I mean from
attempting to tr
I'm talking from all the kings, from all kings.
Oh yeah. Absolutely. We're gonna, what we're trying to do, and the set changed about three times on this US run. We swap out this for another song, and then we swap out another song for another song. It's hard to play your 40 years in an hour and a half set or whatever it is, but we try. We really try and play the favorites, but also try and play some deeper cuts so that the people who are coming to hear those favorites, but also really want to hear a song like Keep It in the Family, which we haven't played in forever. We put that back in the set. And we really enjoy playing those old songs. And we put a new kind of twist on them too,
Awesome. You had Chuck D out there, didn't you? On this last tour in the US. Is he coming across the UK, or is that a no-no?
No, I don't think Chuck will. I think Chuck made an appearance twice. He made an appearance in LA, and then he made an appearance in New York. And
Cool.
when Chuck comes on stage with us, it's like an earthquake. His voice just vibrates, and it resonates in your bones. He's just got such a great voice. It's like a Marshall cabinet in his voice,
Works so well with with metal as well, doesn't it? It's surprising. It was surprising when I first heard that back in the day. I was like, "Whoa, what is this?" It's amazing. The combination of it's just it's something that you've
Yeah,
never heard it and like it.
it does work really well. And that song in general was one of those songs that, man, we didn't know. We just loved it so much, and we wanted to do our version of it. And
Yeah.
like people really reacted to it in a good way.
Awesome. That's really good. In terms of what you're doing across the next few months, anyway, you're also going out on the road with Pantera as well. How are you preparing for that, and also for the tour?
Trying to do, you know, like for instance, there may be some shows. Well, there is one show in December that both bands are on the festival, so I will play not the same day, but yeah, you know, the next day. So that if it works out like that, that's great. But you know, I don't want to say too much about the Pantera thing, but for me, no, it's a very emotional thing for me personally. And when we first spoke about it, Philip and I, that was one of the first things I said to him, was like, dude, this is a very emotional thing for me because I was such good friends with Vinny and Dime. And so for me, this is going to be one of those things where I have to represent them in this way, you know. So yeah, exactly. I don't want to see anybody else up there doing it but me.
You've got to do it right. He was your friend, especially. Yeah. He played on load. It was at least 4 or 5 songs of yours on Anthrax. He was at wasn't he? So
yeah. Daryl was like the 5th member of the band for a while. You know, he still is.
Excellent. No, but I'm glad. I think they've got the right people doing it. To be fair, I think yourself and Zach. I couldn't think of anybody better. But like you say, you don't want to get into the Pantera thing too much, so we'll move on from that. But as I say, that's going to be an important thing in the next year or so coming up. I'm looking back over the last 40 years, though, for Anthrax in particular, the artwork style. I know you've had a lot to do with the artwork. I think the only one you haven't had anything to do with, if I'm right, is Fistful of Metal. But from there, you've had a hand in the cover art for most of the albums. Is that right?
Pretty much every album cover, except for Fistful, is one, you know, I've pretty much designed or worked on.
So I thought, how do you come up with the concepts for it? Is it during the writing of the album and the recording of it, or do you do it completely separately?
It's a weird thing. As the album kind of takes shape musically and lyrically, all of a sudden I will get an idea in my head of what the cover should look like. And yeah, it's so weird to me because that's how I am with like the songs too. Like I'll hear a song in my head already, and then I will have to get a guitar or something and put it on tape because I hear it and I have to get it down right away. Mm-hmm. And then I love when that happens because of it comes from somewhere that I don't question it, but yeah, when it comes, it's the greatest thing because it's like, wow, this was something that I didn't sit down and go, okay, I want to write a song like this.
Yeah.
It just comes. It's natural. It comes from somewhere. So, you know, and I think a lot of other musicians will probably agree with me with like, well, those are the best things. When it happens that way, it's so, kind of supernatural.
That's awesome. That's really good. It must feel good as well when that happens from your point of view, sort of seeing what you've created from your head just there at the end of the finished product. Like,
I love it. And then when you collaborate with artists, like Alex Ross did the last few covers for us, and Alex is a giant in the comic book world. I mean, Alex's art is something that, you know, when you go to a museum and you just walk around and you stare at people's pieces, you know, pieces of their art, that's the way I am with Alex. Like, I just stare at them for, like, you know, it feels like hours, but he's just such a great illustrator and just such a great artist. So I was so happy that we got him to really marry the music with art, you know.
Fantastic, really fantastic. You've got some impressive covers on there as well. But in terms of artwork, you sell your own art as well, don't you, on your website, charliepinante.com. You've got Prince and so there was a Van Halen one, which I was liked a lot. Is that something you do in your spare time a lot, or is it something that you've done and you're just sort of, you're leaving that in a little box, or is it going to be a continuation? Because I know you went to art college, didn't you? That's where you started off.
I started to go to art school, and but I had to leave because the band was going to go on tour for the first time, and it was that decision right then and there. Do I continue, exploring my art, the capabilities of being an artist? Or do I follow that dream of being, a rock and roller, And I chose, the rock and roller lifestyle. But I could still do my art, which was the greatest thing, because, and I always talk about this, how I would go up to the record company art departments and sit with them and really get an education on things, especially in a marketing sense. You get to learn about which colors pop when people walk. I mean, this is back in the day when people would walk into record stores or whatever, and you'd have the vinyl in the bin and stuff like that, and just certain things like that. I mean, I learned all about that type of stuff. So I was so happy that I can incorporate both music and art together in my career. But yeah, I mean, it's like I started drawing when I was a little kid, and I would always draw comic book characters. And I was a big Mad Magazine fan. I always loved Mad Magazine. And it just grew from there. And, fast forward many years later, when COVID hit, my girlfriend Carla, she really was the one to get me to do it more and more. And she's like, we should do an art show. So that was, she was basically like, that was the catalyst, And I really worked on it and just found the love again of drawing. And that's basically how it all happened. And, we did an art show and I loved it. And then people asked me about, can I buy some of the prints? So that's how it just evolved.
It's really organic. It's worked out really well. So you've got the best of both worlds, basically. So on that subject of sidelines or side projects, I guess, do you think that's one of the reasons why Anthrax has been together so long, is that you've all got the freedom to go off and do your own thing outside of Anthrax? So, for example, you've got your artwork, you've got your coffee brand. Scott Ian, for example, he's got Motor Sister. He's got his own comics and artwork that he does as well. And I think he did something with guitar artwork a couple of years ago. I remember seeing that. But you're all free to kind of go off and do your own thing as well, and then come back together, sort of rejuvenated, would you say, to come to Anthrax?
I would say that's a good thing, but everybody has an outlet. Everybody has the freedom to do, to explore, know what I mean? Go play with other people. It can only help us,
Yeah, exactly.
And I think that's what it's all about, exploring, the musical landscape. If you do a project and it's completely different from an Anthrax type of project, and you learn something from it, and then you incorporate it into Anthrax, and it only makes it better.
Yeah.
Well, then that to me is a great thing. I never understood why certain bands would be so closed-minded. No, you have to do only this, and then it was just always weird to me, because if Scott and I didn't do like that SOD project many, many years ago, I don't know. Maybe we wouldn't have. Maybe Anthrax wouldn't have evolved into what it was, or I know other people were very influenced by that too. So, sometimes you change the world without even knowing you're changing the world. And I don't mean that in a we're going to save the world. I mean, as far as, in a musical sense, people hear certain things and it drives them, in a different way,
Exactly. You just never know, do you? And if you hadn't done that stuff, what would have happened?
Yeah. Right, exactly.
How many bands wouldn't be here today? It does seem crazy when you hear a band stifling creativity of their members. So it is good to see that the fact that you've all got your freedom to do what you want has helped the band to continue as long as it has done. It's awesome. It's really good.
Absolutely, absolutely.
One of your other albums, actually, that I'd like to talk very briefly about is Silver Linings.
Oh, yeah.
That you did. It's fantastic. I was listening to it the other day. They're preparing for this. Where did you get the idea from to do that? It's just a medley of all your favorite songs, or is it?
Basically, it was the same thing like the artwork. When COVID first hit here in, I think it was like February, March, things started to get a little crazy. And that was about the time when I started to get a bit crazy, and I was glued to the television, watching news, trying to understand and just trying to get a basic understanding of what is going on, you know? And then we hit the whole thing with the quarantining, and it was just me and my daughter, Carla, here. And I was losing my mind. And again, Carla said to me, you need to stop watching this stuff. You need to go be creative, you know, go play, go do something. And that's what I did. I started to create music again. And I called up some friends. I said, hey, would you guys be into doing this with me? And they were like, yeah, because I knew they were going through the same thing I was. And I started. It started with a Rush song, because I was still very sad about Neil Peart's passing.
Yeah.
And this was in a sense a very cathartic thing for me to do. So I set up this electronic kit in the room upstairs, and it was kind of like the days of me being back home, coming home from school, going in my room and playing my drums. And I can only equate it to that. And we did a video, and I put it out there, and people loved it. And then I got, you know, how did you do this? How are you doing this? And I created more of them. And I asked more friends to be a part of it. And before you knew it, before I knew it, I had a record, and people were asking me if they can buy these songs, and I decided to put it out, and that's how it happened. It was a very organic thing, like you said before. It prevented me from losing my fucking mind.
That always helps, isn't it? Brilliant. Well, that's fantastic. I'm looking forward to seeing you in Newcastle very soon. So when you look up, give us a little wave.
Yes, I love Newcastle, because it's like, I always equate music to certain cities or countries, and Newcastle to me is Brian Johnson, Venom, and Raven. Awesome. Fantastic. Well, thank you, man. I appreciate it.
We appreciate you. Thank you very much for your time, Charlie. It's been fantastic. Thanks very much.
Great, man. Have a good day.